This message by Pastor Alexander Ruggieri was delivered at Faith Fellowship Church in Dodgeville, Wisconsin. For more information, please call 608-935-2655 or visit us at www.dodgevillefc.com.
Tonight to open God's Word and see what He has to say about Thanksgiving. If you want to have a Bible open to see these verses, I encourage you to open to the book of Leviticus. Yes, on Thanksgiving Eve service, we're going to the book of Leviticus. So, Leviticus chapter 7, open up there. And I'll just read a few verses, Leviticus chapter 7, verses 11 onward. This is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which he shall offer to the Lord. If he offers it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer, with the sacrifice of thanksgiving, unleavened cakes mixed with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, or cakes of blended flour mixed with oil. Besides the cakes, as his offering, he shall offer leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offering. And from it he shall offer one cake from each offering as a heave offering to the Lord. It shall belong to the priest who sprinkles the blood of the peace offering. The flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering for the thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day it is offered. He shall not leave it, any of it, until morning. And we'll stop right there. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word, which teaches us about thanksgiving. Help us to understand. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, everybody knows that Thanksgiving is a time to celebrate family, friends, festivities, fun, football, but especially, what? Food. And Thanksgiving to a lot of people has been reduced to just that. Sweet potatoes, buns, stuffing, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes and gravy. And oh, don't forget the turkey. Or lasagna if you're Italian. In my family, we have both. But for a lot of people, Thanksgiving is more about Thanksgiving. It is absolutely important that we never forget the foundations of Thanksgiving, the history of Thanksgiving, the tradition of Thanksgiving, the practice of Thanksgiving, why we do it. Where did it all begin? It's hard to determine exactly when the celebration of Thanksgiving officially began. On a more subjective level, for you, it begins with your parents and your family. That's where you learned about Thanksgiving growing up. It began with your parents and your grandparents once a year coming together. My family always got together, and we kids, me and my cousins, we had our own separate table when we were young. We couldn't sit at the adult table. And that was fine because we got to be a little bit more rambunctious because they were busy, you know, doing their adult thing. And I always looked forward to, you know how beforehand you have the little tray of pickles and olives there that people can munch on ahead of time. I always went for the sweet gherkins. My brother always went for the olives. We always enjoyed the traditional foods. We always had a couple of unique dishes specific to my family's tradition. Of course, with thousands of others, we look forward to turkey and cranberry sandwiches several days after the Thanksgiving meal. Amen. On a more objective level for Americans, it began with Abraham Lincoln. On October 3rd, 1863, in the midst of the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln said this. He made a proclamation, quote, "I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea, and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. That's when it became an official holiday in our country. Not many people realize that. Traditionally, it was the last Thursday of November, but in 1939, during the Great Depression, Franklin D. Roosevelt decided to move back Thanksgiving a week to provide more time for holiday shopping. This sparked a controversy where politicians debated, and mainly Republicans were frustrated with the president for seemingly making it seem more about shopping and materialism, and they called it Franksgiving. In response, Congress essentially wrote into law Roosevelt's change and made Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday of the month rather than the last Thursday of the month. So that's why I got confused. Last year, we had a Thursday after Thanksgiving because there were five Thursdays in the month of November. But that doesn't explain the practice of having a feast and pumpkin pie and turkey. That just tells us when we had a national holiday. When did that practice come into existence? Well, it's traditionally traced to in New England with the Pilgrims and the Indians. I remember in school growing up, we would have a Thanksgiving program where we would remember the gathering together of the Indians and the Pilgrims and celebrating that first Thanksgiving meal. I don't know what they teach nowadays, but when I grew up, it was big. It was a big deal. In fact, sometimes we kids would go to what's called Plymouth Plantation out in Massachusetts, where they have actual actors there dressed up as Pilgrims and Indians. And you go there as a field trip, and you, as a kid, you think that this is, you're like stepping back in time, and you can ask them questions. In 1621, early Christian settlers, the Pilgrims, were escaping religious persecution and settled in Massachusetts. And a nearby Native American tribe, the Wampanoag, shared a three-day harvest feast after a successful growing season. And Governor William Bradford and Edward Winslow documented the event, which featured wild game and seafood, lobsters actually, and Native American contributions, though not called Thanksgiving at the time. That's where the tradition came from that we celebrate. Is that where it actually began, though? Well, technically, it began much earlier. In the book of Leviticus, God is giving his people a format, an official documented practice of Thanksgiving. It's called the Todah offering. In verse 12, if he offers it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of Todah, thanksgiving. Unleavened bread cakes mixed with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, or cakes of blended flour. What this was, it was an opportunity for an Israelite to take something that God has given them and offer it to the Lord in giving thanks to him. It was something that they gave more than it was something that they received. But interestingly, these offerings they would receive back to enjoy. David Baker says this, the Thanksgiving sacrifice was presented as a spontaneous response to a beneficial, though here unspecified, action by God. It was a gift to God given at the worshiper's own free will. This was the original Thanksgiving. And that was the reason why the Pilgrims gave thanks to God, because they had reasons to. And that was why Abraham Lincoln gave thanks to God, because they had reasons to. And that is why tomorrow and every day of our lives, we should give thanks to God, because we have reasons to. The original Thanksgiving has three qualities here. It was a choice, it had a cost, and it was a commitment. You see here that it was a choice. Look, if you will, in Leviticus chapter 22. Just jump ahead a few chapters here. In Leviticus chapter 2, verse 29, it says here, when you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, offer it of your own free will. So this sacrifice, this giving of thanks, was a choice that the participant made. You and I have a choice to make this season. You can choose to ignore God's blessings in your life. Or by your own free will, you can choose to give thanks. The pilgrims made a choice to give thanks to God. And that choice was not easy. They had just endured a winter in which about half of those who traveled on the Mayflower died, either by sickness or some other tragedy. Abraham Lincoln made a choice that he was going to give thanks to God, even though he was in the midst of the Civil War and all the tragedy that was going on in that time. It can't be said that his choice was ultimately dependent on circumstances, because the circumstances were not favorable. Do you choose to freely give thanks to God? Do we freely offer thanksgiving? God can't force us to give thanks. He gives you His Spirit if you know Him as Lord and Savior. But do you rely on Him? Do you work the thanksgiving out that He is working in? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Some of us are only willing to give thanks when things go well. We make thanksgiving dependent on circumstances. This is a story that I read some time ago. It's very appropriate. The story is told of a rabbi and his disciple. The disciple goes to his rabbi one day and says, "Rabbi, life is unbearable. There are 9 of us living in one room. What can I do?" The rabbi answers, "Take your donkey into the room with you." The man, aghast and skeptical, moans and says, "How could this possibly help?" The rabbi calmly responds, "Do as I say and come back in a week." A week later, the man comes back looking more distraught than before. He says, "We cannot stand it," he tells the rabbi. "The donkey is filthy. He chews on everything. All our clothes have holes in them. We wake up every morning at 4 a.m. to a horrifying hee-haw in our ears." And the rabbi then tells him, "Go home and let the donkey out and come back in a week." The following week, a radiant disciple returns to the rabbi exclaiming, "Life is beautiful. I'm so thankful for life. We enjoy every minute of it now that there is no donkey, only 9 of us." And the story tells us that in his case, thanksgiving was dependent on circumstances. To have thanksgiving as a choice, we must make a choice to offer God thanksgiving, even when we feel like we are surrounded by donkeys. Think that one through. Thanksgiving also has a cost. In the thanksgiving sacrifice that we read in Leviticus, it costs something. They had to give something that they had. Some people primarily think about the cost of groceries during Thanksgiving. That's not the point. Thanksgiving is a sacrifice. It means that we give something up. We're not naturally inclined to offer thanksgiving. Sinful man wants to take things for granted. Harry Ironside tells the story of how when he was in a crowded restaurant once, there was a man who was looking for a place to sit, and he said, "You're welcome to sit here with me." And so the man sat down, and H.A. Ironside bowed his head before his meal, and in his heart gave thanks to God, said grace. When he opened his eyes, the man looked at him and said, "Do you have a headache?" And he replied, "No, I don't." The other man asked, "Well, is there something wrong with your food?" Ironside replied, "No, I was simply thanking God, as I always do before I eat." The man said, "Oh, you're one of those, aren't you? Well, I want you to know that I never give thanks. I work by the sweat of my brow for the food that I eat. I don't have to give thanks to anybody. When I sit down to eat, I just jump right in." Harry Ironside said, "Yes, you're just like my dog. That's what he does before he eats, too." It's a sacrifice. It takes effort. It takes something that we actually actively have to give up. That's why it's called thanksgiving, because we're giving something. What are we giving? We're giving thanks. Who are we giving it to? To God. The word literally means to cast forth. as a verb. Does giving thanks sometimes feel awkward for you? Even if it hurts, does it mean thanksgiving to God will mean that people will think of you differently? Are you willing to give thanks to Him no matter what? Finally, thanksgiving not only is a choice and a cost, but it is a commitment. If you look here in chapter 7, it says that to offer this thanksgiving, there were certain stipulations. In verse 12, if he offers it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mixed with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, or cakes of blended flour mixed with oil. He shall offer the leavened bread with a sacrifice. And so it goes on, and you have this stipulation, you have this format. If we were going to make the decision to give thanks to God, we must follow through. We must make a commitment. If somebody was going to offer this sacrifice to the Lord, they had to follow through with it. And sometimes, oftentimes, we make a commitment to God that we'll be more grateful to Him, more thankful to Him. But a day later, we fall back into the attitude of ingratitude and complaining and murmuring against God, just like the Israelites in the desert. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 says, therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. We decide to be thankful on Thanksgiving, but what about every day of the year? Should we reserve it for only one day? That's like saying we should only be generous with others on Christmas. Or we should only talk about the resurrection on Easter. Let it be a commitment. Let's make a commitment that incorporates our whole lives. Let it make our custom. Remember Daniel? I brought this up on Sunday. Daniel was commanded that he had to sacrifice and worship the king only, not God. And what did he do in response? He went up to his room, he bowed on his knees, and he prayed, and he gave thanks to the Lord three times a day. And it says, as was his custom. It was his custom. It was his commitment to give thanks to the Lord three times a day, every day. I don't know what your plans are tomorrow. Maybe you'll be with a bunch of family. Maybe you'll only be with your spouse. Maybe you'll be alone with the Lord Himself. Regardless, will you tonight make a commitment to give thanks to God? Will you settle it with Him now? Maybe you've had a spirit of ingratitude towards the One who has given you life and breath and blessings and, of course, eternal salvation. Today, let us all commit to make it right. Thanksgiving is a choice. It has a cost. It is a commitment. Let's ask forgiveness for our attitude sometimes. Let's repent. And let's enter into His gates with thanksgiving in our hearts and His courts with praise. Let us give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His mercy endures forever. Let us offer the Todah sacrifice. Let us be thankful to God. When did the practice of an official tradition of thanksgiving start? Well, as an official tradition to follow, it started with God in Leviticus. As a practice of having a feast to celebrate our giving thanks to God, it started with the pilgrims and Indians. As a national holiday to observe, it started with Abraham Lincoln's proclamation. However, as a practice in your life, it starts with you and your relationship with God through Jesus Christ. I can't think, listen now, everybody, I can't think of any better thing to be thankful for than the fact that you can know that one day when you die, you will have an eternal home in heaven where you will live forever with many other people doing many things in the presence of God. That's only possible through knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And if you are unsure here tonight that you If you were to die, you would have a home in heaven, I encourage you. There was a sacrifice given 2,000 years ago. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, for all your ingratitude against God who has given you all things. Jesus took your sin upon him, that if tonight you turn from your sin, repent, and you believe in Jesus, you come to Jesus for forgiveness, for everlasting life, tonight you will be saved. You will have a home in heaven. And oh, you will be filled with gratitude to God. So let's come before the Lord. Let's make a commitment to him and ask him to reveal to us what we need to be thankful for. Heavenly Father, we thank you for thanksgiving. We remember why we give thanks. If somebody here needs to call on the name of the Lord to be saved, may they do it now. May they say, Lord, forgive me. Help me understand that I need you right now in this moment. I turn from my sin. I repent of my sin. And I receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. As the scripture says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I pray for all of us that tomorrow, as we gather together to ask the Lord's blessing over the food, over the remembrance, the tradition, may we offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving to you. And may it not just be one day, but may it be every day, always, for your glory. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.